This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We interrupt this regularly scheduled broadcast to bring you news of an obscure yet somehow in the spotlight federal bureaucracy. The Export-Import Bank, the EXIM Bank to the cognoscenti, is a government agency that finances exports. It's been around for a long time, since 1934, in fact. But if incoming House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has his way, this is about as far as it goes. McCarthy said this past weekend he doesn't want to renew the bank's charter when it comes due this fall. Could be replaced by a private bank, he says. So, in the spirit of explanatory journalism, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has this EXIM primer.
David Eichert is a vice president of Air Tractor in Olney, Texas.
We make agricultural airplanes, crop dusters, if you will, and forestry firefighting planes.
So you can imagine that a lot of his customers, 50% actually, are all over the world. And sometimes that causes problems. A farmer in Brazil, for example, told him,
"We really like your plane, we want to buy your plane, but we need five-year financing."
Normally, a business might go to a bank. But U.S. banks are sometimes leery about loaning abroad, and banking systems abroad are sometimes just not robust enough to make these kinds of loans.
No commercial bank in the United States, or in Brazil, as that matter, because I have knocked on doors in Brazil, would make that loan to that farmer for a crop duster for $800,000 for 5 years. It is just not going to happen.
Enter the Export-Import Bank.
We exist to fill in those gaps when needed.
This is Fred Hochberg, president of the Export-Import Bank of the United States.
To make sure that trade flows and we keep supporting more jobs here at home. We do insurance and we do loans both guaranteed and direct.
Offering insurance on a loan makes banks more likely to make a loan. That's what happened in the crop duster example. And when the EXIM Bank makes a loan itself, it's doing it so foreign buyers can buy U.S. products.
Give you an example. In India, in the last 12 months, 30% of all exports that went to India, we financed. Because the banking system is not as strong there.
And this is actually what a lot of exporters try to do. There are 59 other export-import banks out there all trying to make their country's products sell.
We don't want to lose a sale because there's no financing, and then those sales go to a foreign competitor.
So really, export-import banks are just one weapon in the battle over international trade. I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.